thrilled you all are here for this cleansing meditation at 20 minutes. And hopefully you will do this every day. It certainly helps me. And I really think that this cleansing is very important these days to check in with our bodies and say hello to where we are and where we're not. And focusing on your body right now is really important. So finding a really quiet space and focus on what your body is doing right now. And each day is different and will bring different messages to you every day. So the body doesn't lie. So I want you to, before we begin, just scan your body from head to toe, looking at where there are any snags or where you're not breathing. And we're going to focus on each chakra. There's 7 of them. And we always use a grounding cord. The first 2 chakras are grounding to the center of the earth, and the rest, 3 through 7, connect with the gold cosmic energy. And of course, this is always about releasing, regenerating, and bringing in new energy with each chakra. So I'm going to give a little more information on each center. So the first chakra is at the base of your spine. It's about grounding and focusing on your foundation. So allow your attention to rest below the pelvis, where you sit. This is a denser energy, where the grounding cord from the very deep center of the earth meets the body to support you in your personal journey. Male or female ground, attaching the cord in and around the reproductive organs, even if you don't have them, the energy is still there. Settle in to the momentary energy and focus on feeling safe. Let go and stay present, releasing thoughts, energies that are not serving you, pulling you away from being in current time. Accepting change is much easier when grounded and present to the change you want to make. If you feel ungrounded, remember that this first chakra element is earth. Reground, say hello to this balanced energy you are creating. As you clear, I want you to focus on the color red, or the frequency red, and there are 4 petals in this chakra. So I want you to unfold them, just go through each one and release what's not serving you in this current time. Create an imaginary tool or object to move that energy onto the object and move it past the edge of your aura. And keep breathing, finding your balance. So just really find that seat where you sit. Good. Nice. So along with this ground, you're going to clear your legs as well. Clear your feet, your ankles, your shins, your calves, and your knees, and your thighs. Nice. Good. Moving up the body to the 2nd chakra, that's pubic bone to belly button. We're going to focus on this chakra. There are 6 petals in the chakra. This is about self-expression, flow, and imagination. Where there is flow, there is freedom. The 2nd chakra element is water. Water is emotions. So cleansing the 2nd chakra of excess emotions that do not serve you or your creative goals is an appropriate motivation for this chakra. The opposite of flowing energy is stuck energy. Release the boundaries to fully come into your creative self. Focus on the space between your pubic bone and belly button. And really say hello to those creative energies. Let go of recent conversations that may have pulled you away from being in current time. Focus on the 6 petals and the color orange. Unfold those petals, releasing what's not serving you in this current time. Remember to use the grounding energy to support your highest creative good. Breathe, let go, and feel the flow of this energy increasing. Good. So it's just a simple clearing. Remember that your body changes every day, so you may find new things in each one of these chakras daily. Okay? Good. So let's say hello to the belly button chakra and just moving up the body. And we're going to move into the upper chakras. We're going to move into the third chakra now. That's belly button to diaphragm. And the third chakra is about trust and embracing the authentic self. So think about that for a minute. Trust and embracing the authentic self. So the ego talks and tells us what to do, and we judge and we use our power in different ways, ways that we sometimes gets us in trouble. So you want you to connect without doubt the most familiar and best part of yourself by releasing any ego fixations, using the fire element between your belly button and diaphragm, and allow this yellow color and 10 petals to be observed. And just unleash or unfold those petals, each one, to release what's not serving you in this current time. Remember, you're going to use the gold cosmic energy coming from above the head to assist you. Let it go trickle down the back of you, your spine, and moving into the open third chakra. So really allow that being okay with where you are in your life, trusting the process of change is really, really important. Let go of trying to control and believe in your own ability to evolve while learning from the mistakes that have brought insight. Whether they're good or bad, we always learn something. So take a deep breath, releasing those energies on the tools you've created, and move it past the edge of your aura. Just keep breathing. Let that energy go. Nice. So we're going to move higher now to the fourth chakra at the heart. Taking a deep breath, include your arms and hands. Okay. So the fourth chakra is about accepting and receiving all journeys of love. There is no limit to love. It's timeless and universal, creating a purpose for the human experience. Love is at the altar of truth. We all want to be loved. How to receive it? How do we receive it, or how do we resist it? Remember to release fear of rejection. Value yourself. Know you are worthy of love to receive and share. Of all the chakras, the heart chakra confirms what we feel, hear, and know to be the ultimate truth. And all is okay with the world and us in it. Again, while clearing, include your arms and hands. There are 12 petals in this chakra, and this color is green. So I want to release the resistance to the power of love. Use the air element, using your breath to let go of any resistance to abundant love spreading through your body and your aura. Feel the vibrancy of energy of this positive vibe and manifest it into your heart, mind, body, and soul daily. So imagine that energy as you release it onto the tools you've created. You're giving room for that abundant love to be present. Let's move those tools past the edge of your aura. Remember the front and back, side to side of your body. Good. Now we're going to move higher to the fifth chakra. This is concentrating on freeing your voice and speaking your truth. Yeah, freeing our voice and speaking our truth. It's difficult sometimes to find the right words. I often say, say what you mean what you say. Listening to your heart before responding allows your authentic voice to be expressed without any doubt. So in this clearing, just really focus on what love is to you and the meaning of it and how you can use it to express. When the body is not grounded and present, communication may be misunderstood or misinterpreted. Watch your body language. Is the person you are speaking to backing away? You might be too close, invading their space. This is really important. How you deliver your thoughts and energy is the key for clear communication. That being said, we humans judge each other and ourselves simultaneously. So best to be conscious and aware while staying in neutrality. While clearing, use the color turquoise blue to assist in opening up the 16 petals of the throat chakra, creating an open space in which to speak. Trust your intuitive and instinctual skills to provide a positive and clear understanding of what you want to say. So place those energies that are not serving you. Keep clearing on the tools you've created and move it past the edge of your aura. Clearing that throat, really important. I often think of a hairball, like a cat, just letting it go. Awesome. So we're going to move higher into the sixth chakra. Remember to look at your grounding cord. Make sure you're grounded, because we're moving into these higher spaces. You want to be able to track the information that you're getting as you open up to these other dimensions. Stay present to your body. So we're moving up to the sixth chakra in the head center. So we're opening up the third eye, saying hello to the intuitive self, emerging all aspects of you. So all these, this information that you get through each center travels through your body every hour and a half. And this sixth chakra is where it all sort of gels together. So it's the third eye, wide open. There are two petals on either side of the third eye between the eyebrow. It's a good place to reconnect with the inner you. The sixth chakra, head, and intuitive center guides us into the other dimensions while collaborating with the body and heart. All the chakras before the sixth can now integrate to include all aspects of you to emerge. This beautiful color, like a purple blue, is present in this chakra. So focus on releasing anything that's doubtful around connecting to your spiritual self. Keep clearing. Let's create a ring of tools around your head. So you want to trust and develop your intuitive clairvoyant skills and offer more, that can offer more to your imagination. Meaning you kind of get past yourself, you move beyond yourself and allow this intuitive self to come forward, which is the higher level of communication, imagination, which is the creative self, which is in the second chakra. So you're using all these chakras to create the higher you. These higher frequencies are here to have fun with. Now, as you do this, you may explore new spaces, you know, new dimensions. Stay grounded while resting in the open mind space, like a vast sky unfolding to the experience around you. Allow this time to restore and reconnect to your spiritual self. So this isn't, some of this is not explained, it's just something that you experience. Good. So place the resistance, the tools, around the tools over your head. Allow those tools to fill up, or objects around your head, and let go of that ring around your head. Good. Stay present, take a deep breath. Come into the center of your head at the pineal gland, which is at the center of your head, the intuitive self. And focus now on the seventh chakra. So we're going to move higher to the top of the head, or crown chakra. This is connection to the higher self, source, God. So we want to release any resistance. This is a beautiful, beautiful violet color with 1,000 petals on top of your head. So create some tools above your head to release again what's not serving you. So what does your soul want? That's often a question that's asked. If we get out of our own way and trust the journey you're on while releasing fear of the unknown, is a good mantra to repeat. Release fear of the unknown. Embrace the intimate relationship you're creating with your higher self in all its complexities. Each unique individual has their own soul for every lifetime. Think of your soul as your best friend that will always be there to support, love, and cherish every lifetime experience, good or bad. Focus now on the top of your head and take a deep breath and kind of imagine a fan blowing into those 1,000 petals, releasing any resistance. Good. Remember that feeling secure in your highest creative self while trusting the process of change, feeling abundant love, speaking your truth, integrating all aspects of you, trusting your intuition will give you the groundwork and support needed to connect to Source. So go ahead and release any resistance onto the tools you've created above your head, or objects, whatever works for you. And release those tools. So in this space, again, it's an experience. Let the experience come to you. Observe your goals and dreams from this perspective and watch them manifest naturally. Manifest naturally, so you're out of resistance to what is. Good. So just scan your body from head to toe. And I want you to release any excess energy, sending it down the grounding cord, where Mother Earth will rejuvenate and regenerate and recycle for you. Just take a few minutes here and scan your body. While you're doing that, reach your arms out on either side of you and feel the edges of your fingers. That is the width of your energy field. That is you. So that's the sides of you. Now bring your arms up above your head and below your feet and front and back of you. Good. So this is your energy field too. So you want to release any excess energy out of the field. Let go. And go ahead and drop your grounding cord. Nice. And I want you to focus on the first chakra, so create a space for a fresh new grounding cord. Bring it up to your first chakra at the base of the spine. Include male or female reproductive organs and the sciatic nerve. Go ahead and ground that as well. And bring in fresh new earth energy into your feet, your ankles, your shins, your calves, your knees. Good. And bring it into your first chakra, balancing your first chakra, your foundation, feeling secure and safe, into your second chakra, allowing that higher creative self to be present. Bring it up to the belly button. Good. Feeling that anchor. And let's go ahead and bring in fresh new gold cosmic energy from above the crown. Let it come into the crown. Let it trickle down the back into the open third chakra, belly button, to diaphragm. So we're looking at the empowerment of self, authentic self, being present, secure in who you are. Fill that space with fresh new gold cosmic energy, and now the heart chakra, feeling that love and community, love of self, divine love. I'm going to leave these open. And now the fifth chakra at the throat, allowing communication to be clear, speaking your truth. And now the sixth at the center of the head, allowing the intuitive self to be present, clairvoyant self to be present. And now the seventh, crown chakra, source. Feeling your feet, the changes in the body that you've made. Take a deep breath. And feel the body in the center of your energy field. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful day or evening or afternoon, and we'll talk soon. Okay, thanks. Bye.